Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Roquan Smith met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with Cleveland.
Yeah, I think each and every game throughout the league is a tough game. That's why everyone's in the league, if you ask me. And then I think adding that it's a division rival, and they have a lot of really good players on their team, really good defense, and they have a lot of pieces on offense as well. Got a lot of respect for the rookie running back, Judy, 44, 85, a lot of those guys. So got some playmakers, and it's the National Football League.
You guys feel like you're starting to hit your stride? A lot of people say it's the opponents that you're beating that. They're not as good as the ones you faced earlier, but it seems like you guys are playing better as a group.
At the end of the day, this is America and this home of freedom of speech, so everyone is entitled to their own opinion. And at the end of the day, our job is to go out and play the best brand of football that we can do, and that's what we're going to do, and that's what we're focused on.
You have an opinion?
I don't care, really. Yeah.
Well, what's the impression you most about Mike Green?
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for Mike Green, man. The way he's come in, initially, you know, not a lot going on early in the season. Probably wasn't getting the rushes he felt like he needed in a sense like that, but the guy never wavered or anything like that, stayed focused. So got a tremendous amount of respect for him for being a younger guy and not getting sidetracked by things that are out of his control. So got a lot of respect for him, and I know he's just going to continue to grow as a player, and I'm excited to see it.
It looks like from the outside of East Mount doesn't have to think as much as reacting and playing football. Is that what you're seeing alongside East Mount?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, moves looking back, I think at like week two or whatever, even though the offense is a little different, Cleveland in a sense right now. And like just seeing the way he was playing the game then compared to now, like, yeah, I think things have slowed down for him tremendously. So he's just going to continue to keep growing as a player, really smart player, really good dude. So I'm just excited for everything that's in store for him.
For the rookies in general, the fact that they had to play so many snaps early in the season, do you think that's kind of paying off now, that they're maybe more ready than they would have been if that hadn't been the case?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think the best teacher in life is experience. And I think once you go through something and you experience things, you kind of know what to expect in certain situations. So I think that's what it is for those guys. And they're just going to continue to grow and continue to keep getting better. And I'm excited for them, and I enjoy going to work with them every day.
How hard is it when you guys do go celebrate? It's like, no, it didn't count. You got to get back out there.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. That one was tough. Like, because I definitely thought I had the interception, but at the end of the day, it's more about what the refs call on the field or whatever the league says, the league office. So that's out of my control. I just got to do a better job of whatever I have to do to make sure that it's an interception. And, yeah, man, those gashes, did you see them? I was winded. I felt like I was in high school running gashes or something, but, like, I was definitely winded. Coming back to that, so definitely probably won't do that. Thanks to who? I think Kay Ham came up with that celebration. So, yeah, some cat like him can go all day, but you know, not everybody. And I remember Big Jink was like, he wanted to be the coach with it. He didn't want to do them, so it was kind of funny. Well, see, we did think about that. We discussed it, but I was just like, well, we don't need the design, like. One person just needs to be the coach. I was thinking the person to do the interception, but that person can be all wired different. So we just said, hey, we'll just find one person, whoever makes the play, and then everybody will do it.
So I think Kyle said the other day that it feels nice to finally celebrate on that front. Do you feel like you guys have turned a corner in the takeaway department? You guys talked about all offseason and are finally getting into a rhythm. Is it fun to just have those conversations about how you'll celebrate?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it definitely brings a lot of joy, and definitely when you can game plan certain moves and dances, even though I can't dance, as we know, around takeaways and things of that nature. So it's exciting, and then it's more of like we got to get better at planning it out. Even Zio reiterated that. So we'll definitely be better with that. And once we get the ball out this week, we'll have some unique stuff for sure.
I know you can kind of stand on its own, but does what happened in Cleveland last year you guys any kind of lesson coming into that?
I think the way we started the season offered the biggest lesson of all, and I'm not worried about last year because it's a completely new team, completely new group. You know, we can't focus on last year and what happened last year, because granted, I don't really remember everything from last year anyway. So it's just more about going out and being who we are and knowing that, hey, like always, you're going into someone else's house and like you have to take what you want, what you want. And I think it's as simple as that. And like, they're not going to give it to you by any means. The International Football League, they get paid a check just like we get paid a check. They have family, kids, and everything to take care of as well. And so do we. So it's about what you're going to do between the lines. The games are not worn on paper. They're worn between those lines. So that's what it's going to boil down to. I think just upstairs, I think mentally, man, the guy's like so cerebral. Like he's a very intelligent individual. Have seen a lot of ball as well, like as for young as he is, and like just study the game, not like many people. And then I think when you put his God given ability with that, what, 6'4", 220, whatever he weighs or whatever like that, and like the way he can move and like put his body in like certain ways, I think it's genetics. Shout out to his mom and pops, like for sure. Like that's something you breed in the lab. So, but yeah, and a tremendously, he's a good dude as well. So outside of the field, so just being a good person, I think that matters a lot as well. But just happy that I get to go to war with him week in and week out, and I get to call him a teammate.
We joke about the celebrations and stuff, but is there an element when you start talking about those things with them and how that they're kind of speaking into existence?
Yeah, I think so. I think psychologically, I think that definitely has to play a part. But it's like, obviously, we're thinking in our head, we're going to get turnovers. So that's what we're thinking. And that's what we're going to put into motion. And we're going to do everything in our power to make that happen. And like, when that time come, we got to make sure we rejoice it and like have fun with it. Because like, we know that they don't come all the time. But when they do come, it's crucial. And we know the more that we can get, the better odds we are. We have a chance at winning, and I think that's what it kind of boils down to.
You got a little bit of what you flinch on Justin's week too. He's much more flinchy back to him now. What do you see, any differences or what impresses you about him?
Yeah, no, got some respect for that guy for sure. Like, yeah, week two, had a little appetizer of him. He came in late and got some nice yards as well. But like, yeah, seeing him over the course of the last couple of weeks, the guy runs hard, got a nice jump cut, make guys miss, use a stiff arm a lot. So, you know, respect him as a runner, respect him as a player. But at the end of the day, it's about what we do on defense. So, but respect him.
Travis Jones, he's been playing maybe the best ball of his career over the last few weeks.
Yeah, no, I've got a tremendous amount of respect for Big Trav, really good dude. And then, the way he's playing right now, man, he's playing to the standard that he needs to play at, and he's going to continue to do that. And I think he knows that as well, and he's just going to continue to keep getting better and being who he is. And I think once he do that, it makes us a better defense overall. And I know he understands the impact that he have on us as a defense as well. So when he plays at a high level, it allows everyone on the D-line to play at a high level as well. Other guys get one-on-ones, and it obviously frees up the backers and everybody else when the offensive line and people have to make sure he's accounted for.
Yeah.